Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. DA with you. You can only subscribe to this on the PGP iTunes feed. Permission Granted Podcast. Simply search Permission Granted. Also, this is on the normal DA Show iTunes feed, as I always remind you guys. You can check it out on our Facebook page as well. We always post it there, facebook.com/TheDA Show. And I believe Mraz tweets this out from the CBS Sports Radio Twitter feed as well, so at CBS Sports Radio on Twitter. So this Permission Granted Podcast episode seems to be revolving around internal strife revolving around Mraz. On Tuesday's show, we got into an age-old conversation about how Mraz only works hard when he wants to. He brought this up. He said he needs a literal cookie to be motivated. He is getting a show, a couple of episodes on a Thursday morning for Thanksgiving and Friday morning, Black Friday. We got into this conversation. In doing so, Mraz took shots at the work ethic of his former peers. He took shots at Jolton Joe D'Aloisio, James Ward, Kenny Brock. Said Kenny Brock quit and basically got demoted even though he moved on to television. He said that Jolton Joe quit even though he got a great job at Iona. And he said that James Ward is a loser and a terrible producer on Sunday Morning Football, which created quite the firestorm on Twitter, and it kind of consumed the show. The culmination ended on Tuesday, right as the show ended, with Jay Berman posting one of the most reprehensible pictures I've ever seen of any CBS employee, and that was Mraz bare butt in a hotel room. As one of our listeners pointed out, it looked like two hams smashed together with his gut pouring over the front end, and Berman's legs were splayed out on a bed. And so Berman joins me now before Mraz will jump in.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you here, but you've now taken down the picture. It was only up for maybe 10 minutes or so. Why'd you take it down?
Now I'm sort of feeling compelled to repost.
Okay. Yeah, well, so first of all, you just wanted to jump into the fray to keep, because Berman or Brock and Joe D were posting pictures of Mraz in compromising situations around the area around here, around the office.
There's a two-parter. One, Joe D texted me earlier this morning asking me for compromising pictures of Sean at work.
Oh, so Joe D wanted the picture.
What a honestly, he's a loser. Hope he fails at Iona. That's what he's doing behind my back?
You called him out first, but okay, go on, Berman.
Okay, so part two is that I've had this picture on my phone since I took the picture.
Mraz has no shirt on, and he's pulling down his trousers, his boxers.
Below
his butt.
Right,
I've seen the Buddha belly many times over five
You've
years.
Never seen the crack,
I've never
you?
Seen the ham hocks.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. So you had this picture, and as you said,
I was looking for my entry.
We're looking for, quote, my entry point to get that.
To get this to the people
that
deserve to see it.
And you tweeted it, and you at-mentioned Brock, Bogish, and Jolton Joe.
Yeah, and you.
And me. And so then you took it down because you were starting to, quote, feel heat from the big man.
Yeah.
And that the big man being Mraz, not our boss.
He said, any picture is okay, just not nudity, I think was the
There's a picture of him.
I think that's fair, by the way.
There's a picture of you peeing on the side of a building.
I actually think is worse.
That Brock, yeah, because that's a crime. Brock put up. There's a picture of you sleeping on your back on the newsroom floor.
No proof it was sleep. I could have just shut my eyes and was stretching for a sec. Mm-hmm.
There's a picture that, it was Jolton Joe's picture that he posted of Mariah's laid back at a chair after like a Chipotle burrito.
That's the pic I sent him.
Okay, where his eyes are kind of rolled back in the back of his head.
I've got a lot in the arsenal. A lot of ammo.
Yeah. And so you just took it down because you suddenly felt guilty about...
Now I'm feeling guilty that I took it down.
Because?
Because have some courage, Jay. Have some conviction. Stand behind what you post.
Don't. DA is doing what he wants you to do here and feel guilty about putting it up. He is a manipulator. DA is the ultimate manipulator. That is a nudie of me. There should be no nudies of me on the internet.
A nudie.
Look at what happened to Kate Upton and Justin Verlander. That's all people talk about. Jennifer Lawrence. Now I'm in that category. I'm with them.
Well, that whole thing when 4chan went after all of those pictures was called, I believe, the fappening. I'm calling this the fattening. This is all the old pictures of Mraz comes out. But here's the thing. You can say I'm manipulated or whatever. You continually paint yourself in terrible, compromising situations. Number one, you are on the floor at work on your back. So whether your eyes were closed or not, that picture is in broad daylight. Okay, maybe
I had heartburn.
Maybe Berman didn't need to post a picture of your two ham cheeks, but picture of you with your eyes rolled back in your head with a giant Buddha belly, like half in a freaking Chipotle coma, was at work. Okay.
And it's amazing. All these people are taking pictures while they're at work. Maybe they should work and not take pictures.
You peeing on the side of a building happened. Okay. That's a crime.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure all three of us have done it.
But
99% of men of America have peed on a building,
but if there's
per the Elias Sports Bureau.
But if there's a picture of me doing it, I'm not going to suddenly point fingers and say, why is that there? What is that? You did it, and you can't take the responsibility. So that's the first part. The second part is you then called out everybody's work ethic when you know you're the laziest in this building.
First of all, I am not. Second of all,
Who is lazier?
But John, the garbage guy, definitely was.
I would disagree.
Are you? The guy needed a garbage can just to stand up.
He was physically
that
impaired.
That defines lazy.
Okay, fine. I would say yes, the John, the garbage guy. But in
terms there are a couple more hosts here I could call lazy too.
Well, give me a producer specifically.
A producer that is lazy?
Let me ask you, Brian.
Adam Klug.
Do you think Klug is lazier than Mraz?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. The guy doesn't work hard for anything, has guest pitched him, and refuses to learn how to cut sound, to do any of that old stuff that I do and provide.
I don't think Sean's lazy. I really don't.
Really?
I really
Everybody else that's ever worked with him would say that he's lazy.
I think it's like the opposite. It's a running joke. If you actually work with me and work around me when you're not here, I am a grinder here.
You do grind, but you refuse.
See, he's even saying it. I do grind.
You do grind, but you don't help anybody but yourself. And we've discussed this a thousand
times. So there's
times.
The word. I'm not lazy, but I'm selfish.
Yes. Yes.
But lazy is every time I ask you to do something, you resist it. Every time. You are always resisting doing any more work than you absolutely. The bare minimum is your.
But that's not being lazy. That's lack of motivation. I actually still do it, which means I'm not lazy.
That's the definition of lazy.
I mean, come on. Whenever I asked Jody to do anything, the guy jumped at it. Okay, I think that's a great idea. Cap in the back, going above and beyond.
Cap is way above. He's in a different level of not being lazy. I cannot badmouth Cap. But Jody had plenty of laziness when you weren't looking while I wasn't being lazy.
Yeah.
He did.
So how is it possible that everybody you've ever worked with calls you lazy, but you don't think you're lazy?
Because I don't think they really mean it. I think they do it because they know they're going to get a rise out of you.
Oh, my God.
I think that's the honest truth. I don't think Joe D really thinks I'm lazy.
We can all agree that you provide resistance when I ask you to do anything more.
Yeah, I will admit that.
You would
that.
Agree that. Berman agrees with that.
Not always. Not always. I provide resistance if A, I'm feeling a little melancholy that day, or B, I don't see the value in it. And then you quickly show me the value, and then thus I pick it up.
I don't see the value in it. Mm-hmm.
But my point is not everything. Really, not everything. Joe D, and by the way, Joe D came after, we need to clear this whole thing up. You brought up my work ethic and everything, and we had fun with it on the air, and I brought up how most of America doesn't care. Jody then took to Twitter to say I'm the most lazy person you ever work with. That led to my response firing at Jody. I didn't come at Jody first. He came at me first.
You came at Brock first.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, because I said, what do you think Brock would say?
Because, and, you know why?
And I said, what do you think Ward would say?
Because, and why? Because you're a manipulator. You set me up. You put Brock and James's names
point,
in my voice. Jay?
Right.
I think both those things are true. I think...
wrong.
I think DA is at 100% pot stir, loves it. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's a fact.
I can pot stir.
It makes you entertaining. It's part of you. But then admit that. If I'm going to admit I'm lazy, admit you're a pot stirrer and you're putting people in precarious positions.
I am owning being a pot stirrer. There's no doubt.
Then I will own sometimes being lazy.
But my whole thing that I'm caught at a crossroads with is I'm trying to give you a mirror. Here's the mirror to you. These are all people that are not me that have worked alongside you calling you lazy. So how could you, like, if everybody around here called me a manipulator and I was like, no, I'm not a manipulator, that'd be crazy.
No, you know what? I'll tell you why. It's about what I view those people as. If you put the mirror in front of Andrew Kaplan, who we just talked about, who does a great job on our web producing, he is not lazy. He busts his ass. He's got character, everything. If he came to me and said, Sean, I really think you're lazy. That, I think I would take to heart more than you taking me calling me lazy, more than Joe D.
So everybody else. So 10 other people could call you lazy, doesn't matter.
Well,
one
Berman
guy
didn't call me lazy because he knows I'm not.
I don't
because
think you're lazy. I think you're selfish.
Right. I think those other guys don't really think I'm lazy. I think they know you'll get a kick out of them calling me lazy because you are a manipulator.
You don't think Brock thinks you're really lazy. You don't think Joe D thinks you're really lazy. You don't think Ward thinks you're really lazy.
No, I think Ward and Joe D know. Brock might think I'm lazy, but that's just because he has such a detached sense of reality.
Are we serious here? are we serious?
Brock's been gone a long time. Things have changed.
You think Mraz has gotten better?
Oh, I have.
Have you added show elements since the overnights?
Sure, we add stuff all the time.
Okay.
And I do a great job with them. Who puts together a sound check? A lot of bellyache, and, you know, it used to be from Ward and Jody on that. I never bellyached. I said, job's got to get done. I'm going to get it done. Those guys are just as lazy as I am, but I am not going to throw anybody else under the bus.
You just threw the whole show under the bus.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Kaplan's lazy, so it's not the whole show.
I mean, Bilotti went from, you've worked hard.
Bilotti's not lazy.
He called you lazy.
All right, so then if Bilotti really, I think Bilotti was just doing that again to stir you up. But if I had a real conversation with Bilotti right now after this podcast, said, Pete, you could tell me, nobody else is listening. Do you think I'm lazy? And he said, honestly, Sean, I think, you know what? I would take that personally and go, I need to do a good job of not being
amazing.
Lazy.
So I asked you what you thought the bosses thought of you, and you said they probably think I'm fat and lazy.
I was doing that for the laugh on the radio. I think they think I'm a good guy.
Okay. I know Berman's got to get out of here, so here's one last thing.
Shoot.
What's up, by the way, a fiery PGP here.
Well, we had to expound upon this. Do you think, Mraz, you thought you wanted this taken off of the air, the picture of your ham hock butt cheeks,
mm-hmm.
because it was going into a hosting slot and you thought that people listening or bosses listening would view you different, or you just overall don't want your bare ass on the internet?
Yeah, I don't want any sort of nude shot of me on the internet, and particularly something like that to surface 24 hours before arguably the biggest moment of my professional career. I just think it's really bad timing. It's like, it's almost like, you know, if the Ray Rice tape would have surfaced the day before a Ravens Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not that my bare ass has anything to do with domestic violence. I'm just trying to draw conclusions of things that have been leaked.
Do you think he's lazy before he hosts? Wait till you see his performance output after he hosts, when he thinks he should just be hosting every day.
That's not true. That's not true.
We'll see.
Because DA's taught me a lot, and I like grinding and learning more about the craft.
Get serious. That is the biggest BS I've heard.
Okay. Then you don't know me well enough.
Apparently I don't.
And this
despite
is
the fact that I've seen you naked.
And this is the common theme. Everybody that has a criticism of Mraz doesn't know him well enough.
They don't.
I think, honestly, being selfish is worse than being lazy, and we have declared many times on these very airwaves that you are a selfish POS.
I am selfish. I will never deny that, and that's one of my biggest character flaws. Very selfish.
You're defending yourself about being
lazy. I will
lazy.
Throw I'm women lazy, and children out of the way for me to get out of a fire.
Right, exactly. And that's worse. That's worse to me. I'd rather be lazy than selfish.
Berman, do you think the two hosting shifts by Mraz will be successes, failures, or somewhere in the middle?
I honestly, with all my heart, 100% success. I truly believe that. I think the thing he's worried about the most is the open for the first show. And by 2:07, he's taken three or four calls already because he's got nothing left to say. Clear that hurdle, and it's smooth sailing.
Will it be harder or easier than he thinks?
Because
you've done it.
I have. That's a good question. I think the you'll be nervous the first segment, but I honestly believe the first commercial break, you will be like, you know what? This is fun. And then second segment, you'll be locked and loaded.
I kind of feel the same way. That's literally the read I have on myself right now. That's a good read. Thanks, Coach.
But I also think being nervous is a good thing, because if you're complacent and you're overconfident, you won't prepare, you won't write stuff down, you won't look stuff up. And you also have a gift because you got three football games.
Good point. I have a running list of stuff I want to talk about that.
Do we think Amy will be supportive of him filling in for the shift? Or protective of the shift?
Great question. Great question.
I asked him this last week. He texted Amy, said she was pretty supportive. But I don't know. I know how I am, too. I mean, when it's your show and your name is on the show, you want it to be your show, you know? So I don't know.
And Amy is protective of her show. Not that that's a bad thing. She is. And perhaps rightfully so. But I think she likes Sean. I think it would be different if she didn't like you.
Mm.
Interesting. A lot of heat now. A lot of heat. Can't get out of the kitchen with no heat or something like that.
I'm just curious how you're going to make time for all three football games with the amount of food that you have to consume as well.
True. And how many sleep naps you take after the turkey.
After the 42 Bud Light Limes.
No, I don't drink on Thanksgiving. I leave all the room for food, and I'm not a big Thanksgiving napper. I usually power through. I won't go to bed from the time I wake up Thursday around the first quarter of that Lion game until 7 a.m. the next day. How about that?
It's a lot of football.
It's a lot of football.
It's about 10 to 12 hours of football.
I know. I'm well prepared, though. Making a lot of notes.
Best of luck to you.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for taking down the pick.
I legitimately am considering setting the alarm for 2 a.m.
That'd be nice. Wow. That'll be your make good on putting my bare moonlighting butt on the internet.
Maybe you should think twice before you drop your pants in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can follow Jay on Twitter at Jay Berman.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's got good pictures that sometimes he releases that I think you'll be wanting.
I have so many. And by the way, real quick, coming up on the year anniversary of our Cleveland trip, lots of doozies from that weekend as well.
We're not going way back this weekend and releasing pictures. Never before seen footage.
It's a flashback Friday. Follow Jay Berman on Twitter. All right, that's Side A. Thanks to Jay Berman for joining us here. I highly encourage everybody to listen to Mraz on Thursday morning, Thanksgiving morning, the overnight. So 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. going into your Thanksgiving day, and then 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Black Friday going into your Black Friday. Mraz will be on the air in for Amy. Obviously, if you don't have the affiliate in your area, you can always just listen on the stream, and you can listen to it live. It's a fascinating social experiment done by the bosses.
Social experiment.
And I think it's a fascinating social experiment here behind the scenes. Largely, it sounds like people are supportive, but you do have a tendency to, when you get selfish and weasel your way out of taking responsibility, people like to put you in your place. So I don't know if they're hoping that there might be a little humility that comes with this. They might be a little fearful that your ego gets a little bit too out of control.
Both possible.
But so we'll see. That's what I mean. The social experiment here is really interesting. It's fascinating.
Well, by the time we tape the PGP next week, we will have some answers, right?
We will have some answers.
Now, that's a tease for next week's PGP.
I just hope somebody got a screenshot of your ham hocks.
No, that's it.
Because it's done. It's over. It won't be posted again.
No, that's it. But I wonder if somewhere some hacker can find it on the internet and it's released later in my life.
If you are, it's not going to be up there by the time people hear this. If you happen to see it on your timeline because it loaded for the first time and then didn't get deleted yet, screenshot that because you'll never see it again.
Get serious. Come on. I got to go do a sports minute.
All right. That'll be your part of this. Bilotti's coming up for his part of this. And I am legitimately very excited to hear you on the air. I think you are well-deserving of this crack at it. I think it's going to go really well. I'm excited about it. So I highly encourage everybody to tune in and check it out. That is side A and side B with the body right now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is the PGP side B. I am Pete Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel, Pete, the body Bilotti. And of course, Mraz usually starts these podcasts off, but he can't. He's just at a loss of words right now. Sean, are you able to do this podcast?
First and foremost, we're going to cut it straight with the listeners right now. We're taping Side B here on Tuesday, November something.
Right.
Whatever the date is.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Whatever. Okay, 2 days before Thanksgiving. We have not yet taped Side A, so I have no idea what the heck was just talked about, what you just listened to. So we're just going to get right into Side B with this. Tuesday's show somehow ends up with Joe D'Aloisio, formerly worked on the DA show, taking a shot at my laziness. I come respond, call him, blah, 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 blah. And now what?
No. After you, Joe D comes after you, you have to say what you came after them for.
After Joe D came on to me, after me.
Okay, yeah, say it, though.
All right.
Listeners.
If you listen to the whole show, you know that Andrew Bogus had trashed me, and then DA went on and on about my work ethic and everything. And Joe D took to Twitter to say, I am the laziest person he's ever worked with in his life, which is so beyond ridiculous and unfair. I might put up some, you know, front or a show on the air because I tend to think I have a good personality. But, you know, when the going gets tough, I really do work behind the scenes, okay? And I know they were having fun. But now this cascades into pictures from social events that Joe D's putting up, that now Kenny Brock's putting up, and then this freaking lunatic, Jay Berman, as we're coming off the air on a Tuesday, tweets back a response to all of them, to DA, to Kenny, to Joe D, to James Ward, a picture of me with nothing but boxers on my front part of my body and my bare ass out because I shared a hotel room with him in Tampa and my back is turned. I didn't know the picture was being taken. And I am just trying to get into bed after a night on vacation in Tampa Bay. And this slime ball. Sleazeball, Jay Berman. That's what he is. He's sleazy. Supposed to be my friend. It's one thing to take a picture and text it and think it's funny. To put it on the internet some 24 hours before I host a freaking show. So if you search on Twitter and you follow anybody and all these guys, you know, when I'm trying to tweet, guess what's there on the internet to live forever? A picture of my bare ass, two smushy white ass cheeks looking like two craters of the moon put together and split by the Mississippi River. Which it just had about 15 Bud Lights in Tampa Bay in this picture. And now he just says he deleted the picture, but I don't think it matters. I think it lives up in the cloud forever. And now I feel like it's freaking Kate Upton and Justin Verlander with those risque pictures. That's what I look like right now, Pete. Well, how ridiculous is this? It's gone too far.
Look. I said this.
There's every risque pictures of you, but I'm sure, you know, your girlfriend's got pictures of you. You know, Tarzan swinging.
No, that doesn't happen.
No?
But I certainly do live a non
you're not out there
lifestyle.
I live a TMZ lifestyle.
You do.
You can find me.
I don't. You can't find me. It's hard to find me.
So maybe that is my own doing. But, you know, a couple of the pictures, and these are all on Twitter if you look at DA's at mentions. Joe D sends a picture of me, you know, my arms in the air, captures me in the one moment in the 15 minutes I got to eat dinner one night. Oh, in the middle of me working hard for eight hours, and I can't lean back and let my belly digest for a second?
Hold on.
What? Hold on. Don't hold on me.
You can't say like you're completely innocent.
What do you mean?
I know you don't want pictures of your ass on the internet, but you can't say like you're completely innocent. You basically threw them under the bus and said they don't work hard.
All right.
And that they're basically cowards for leaving.
No, because you know what? This is exactly what DA wants. And we're giving DA what he wants right now, and it kind of disgusts me that we are. DA loves fake controversy, okay? And fake controversy sells. You know hashtag fake news? Hey, a lot of fake news when it comes to DA and the controversy.
I said it on Geo and Jones, controversy creates cash. There was a book about it.
Yeah, and it's creating a lot of nonsense here. Just last week on the PGP, if you listen, DA tried to ask me if I felt like any other producers here were resentful to the fact that I was getting a shot to host, and none were. And none are. In fact, everybody's very supportive because I feel like I'm kind of like the glue in the locker room around CBS Sports Radio. Everybody seems to like me. I get along with everybody.
I don't want to say the glue in the locker room. I say a good locker room presence.
I'm a good locker room presence. And DA couldn't settle for that answer. had to stir the pot about how Bogish was upset and, you know, really picked and prod. Maybe James Ward's upset and he wasn't getting what he wanted from me because I wouldn't give it to him because nobody was fake. Now he comes on and some way or another through Trash Tuesday, we get on my work ethic and how I've worked really hard the last couple weeks since I found I'm hosting and some days I mail it in. And my point is every American mails it in from time to time. It's just your mind can only take too much. And you do it. Is it an excuse? No, but everybody does it, so I'm not going to apologize for it. This led to Joe D tweeting, there's not a lazier person I've worked with, because I tried saying everybody does it, than me. And then when DA brought this up on the air and he brought up all the other guys I work with, I pinpointed that, you know what? Those guys hung around radio for a little bit and decided radio wasn't for them. It is a lot of work for sometimes really crappy hours, like Kenny had to work the overnights like we did those couple years, or the nights like Joe D did, and you have to grind away, and you're going to miss dinners, and you're not going to see families, and you're going to do all that. And my point being was, the going got tough in radio, and they left for what might have been greener pastures, but they still left nonetheless because it's a grind.
They left for opportunity.
But if they felt like radio was a good opportunity and they could be, and they wanted to live up to the challenge of working hard hours and doing what Joe D was working weekends and all that.
Well, maybe they did.
Yeah, you know what?
Maybe they did,
bailed.
And they didn't bail. And they decided, I need to go another direction.
They probably did, but that's still bailing.
That is still bailing.
So that's all I said was that
they didn't cut out on a shift.
I worked my ass off to try to, you know, keep moving this show and hope, by the way, there was no guarantees when DA left overnights to go to evenings that I was going. And there was no guarantee, obviously, for Kenny, and that led to his departure. There was no guarantees when DA left evenings that I was going to midday. But I grinded, I worked hard. Luckily, a lot of that was because of DA, that he wanted to take me along, and I appreciate that. But I still busted my ass. I might slack off from time to time, but I busted it.
See?
I'm not saying those guys didn't bust their ass, but I kept wanting to bust my ass. I would say there were plenty of times where those guys checked out. They've checked out just as much as I did.
I don't know about that.
And there's one thing between being a hard guy with work ethic and a brown noser. Joe D, good work ethic to an extent. Not nearly as hard as everybody wants to make it out to be. Guy was a brown noser.
I would love a boss to hear this this podcast.
He was.
This venting session, the PGP side.
I'm annoyed now. You know what? It's one thing to laugh, because I love those guys. They're all like brothers to me. You, Kenny, James, Joe D, and I am the first person I can take a joke and have a good time, and I'm fine.
Right.
You want to poke fun? But don't get mad when I throw a grenade at your work ethic back, but it's okay to throw one at me. That's ridiculous.
Well, this also
that's freaking ridiculous. Those guys are lazy too. I'm sorry they are. And then when we get to the point where somebody who has nothing to do with it, somebody who I didn't call out his work ethic, puts a picture of my bare ass on the internet just to get involved. How pathetic is that by that slime ball, Jay Berman?
This is why you get your own room. This is why you spend the money on that.
Good point. That's a great point.
Look, I'm going to be 33 in January. The big thing now, whenever I go away, I ain't bunking with four people. I would room with Bridget, and that's it. You know, I don't need to bunk with three or four guys. You know, I want my own room, and that's it. And that's what you should do on these trips. So I don't know.
And what he's referencing is the trip I took with Jay Berman here to Tampa where this picture now surfaced. And if you're looking for the picture, I don't think you can find it because Jay Berman's now deleted it.
You can avoid all this stuff if you do that.
I can't room with Jay Berman again on another trip.
No.
And this goes back to a PGP about 50 episodes ago where DA had Jay Berman at his birth DA, and Jay Berman was sitting there taking pictures, and Jay Berman denied it. And here we go. And now one surfaces. This guy is a snake.
This is something where
he can't be trusted.
It has to be explored in terms of the picture taking.
It's got to end. I'm all for a good laugh. I'm not good for ruining somebody's reputation. And now my reputation is that I have a white, hairy ass.
Actually, you know what? It could lead to more calls.
What do you mean?
You know, bad press can be good press as well.
I can't host 4 hours taking pictures on my ass being on Twitter.
No, obviously not, but you might get more interest. So
this is like the Kim Kardashian video. Got the show Kardashians after a sex tape with Ray J.
Right, so
this is my sex tape.
How does the guy with the milky ass sound?
I don't even know how to respond to that. You just called my ass milky.
Well, like a homogenized milk. I mean, like a bottle of homogenized milk. Craters.
All right, it's too much. That's it. All right, you can follow Pete on Twitter.
At CBS PDB.
You can follow me at Mirage CBS. And tune in if you're listening before on Thanksgiving or Black Friday morning. You're up feeding a baby, you know, smoking some reefer, whatever you're doing in the middle of the night. Working, driving trucks. I will be on CBS Sports Radio from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And we'll talk real sports. We won't break this down.
And I'll be sleeping.
And Pete will be sleeping. Good friend there. Take care, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.